Revelation chapter 22, verses 10 to 21. And he said to me, "Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his word. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. And the Spirit and the Bride say, 'Come,' and let him who hears come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in the book, in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things say, 'Surely I am coming quickly.'" Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Thank you, Chris. We've considered the parting words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 4, our last study. And unfortunately, we didn't finish that whole chapter, but we saw some themes that came through there, similar to what the Lord Jesus gave before his ascension. The emphasis in feeding, the emphasis on preaching the word, the focus of evangelism. There is this spiritual journey we're on, and it's described as a fight, a good fight. It's also a course that we run, and it's the faith that we keep. There are those examples of those that have departed from the truth, which we're warned against and not to follow. And there are those good examples that were mentioned, names specifically given to us, not only the Apostle Paul and Timothy, but we have Mark, we have Luke, we have Priscilla and Aquila, Onesiphorus, and some others that we didn't discuss, but they're found in that chapter. And the practicality of what the apostle requested of Timothy. You know, following the Lord Jesus is not theoretical. It's very practical. And as we noted, winter was coming. He needed a cloak. He needed fellowship. And he needed his books and parchments. And he requested Timothy bring them with him when he came to be where Paul was. And we're looking at parting words. We're looking at the last chapter of Revelation. This would be the parting words of all parting words, we might say. And the portion we read, who is giving the parting words? Well, of course, the Spirit of God. He's written the entire Word of God. But as we look through it, we're going to see the voice of John, the apostle and prophet. We're going to hear the voice of an angel. We'll hear the Lord Jesus himself speaking, verse 12, 13, 16, 20. We'll hear John again, and we'll hear the Spirit of God and the church, the bride of Christ. It takes us back to the present moment that John was living in. There he had seen these visions, these revelations all through the book, and where he takes us now right back to that moment where he was. And these are the things that are parted with, that we are given. The coming quickly of the Lord. The second coming of Christ. I know that's such a big subject, but it's brought out here. The swiftness of it. The anticipation of it. And the phases of it. We can't go into all that today, but we see the Lord's promise repeated in verse 12, his own words. There's this comment here, the Lord makes his reward is with him. And we had that in Timothy. There's a crown of righteousness To all those that love his appearing, Paul would remind us in 2 Timothy 4. And the Lord is saying, when I come, my reward is coming with me. The Lord is a rewarder. He is a rewarder. And he knows what to reward. As Peter would say, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And he knows all things. He knows what we have done for his glory. We know he knows the words we've spoken, the lives we've lived. He's the beginning and the end, verse 13. Wonderful. But he's also coming for judgment. And we'll have this. This is a warning. This is a warning. You know, the Lord would not just tell us all the nice things, but he also warns us. There is a coming judgment, and we're to flee the coming judgment. There's a coming judgment on this world. There's also a coming judgment of a review of each person's life. And if we know the Lord, we know that when we're with him, there'll be the judgment seat of Christ to review our lives for the rewards and to see that which was not of the Lord. And we will agree 100% with the Lord in his evaluation. But also for the unbeliever, they will be seen, in their sin. They will be judged for their sin. And what a terrible and frightful moment that is. And this is what we're warned against here. And then the word of God, as we see it in verse 18 and 19, we should get back to that. Adding to the word, taking away from the word. This is what the Pharisees did. The Pharisees added to the word of God. The Sadducees, they took away from the word of God. The Pharisees had all sorts of regulations that were added, that were not really scriptural, that required to be accomplished for righteousness' sake. And the Sadducees, they refused to believe what the scriptures told about resurrection and about angelic beings, and they took away from the word of God. These are two examples. We have modern day examples of individuals that would add to the word of God or take away from it. And there's these warnings given in verse 18 and 19. But ultimately, there's this cry, these things, to hear the Lord's words that he's coming. He's coming again. He's coming quickly. And then there is the response from our hearts. He wants to hear that. Even so, come Lord Jesus. So may we enjoy this portion as we go through it. We know there's a lot that leads up to chapter 22. And we only have about an hour to go through it. So let's not go through all the book of Revelation, but let's try to stick with chapter 22, the parting words.